This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. We're launching into the third hour of this live Sunday edition. Open phones, as always. You may dial in and bring up whatever is on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you here in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Richie Rich.
We were talking about the partisan divide in the United States and a recent Pew Research survey showing that it is now even worse than it was just 3 years ago, back when or just before Donald Trump was about to take office. It has not gotten better, and as far as I'm concerned, that's not necessarily a bad thing.
I think a lot of what they're calling getting worse is the violence erupting from the extreme of both sides, right? The clashes of the alt-right with the Antifa protesters really highlights that divide more so than just what the polling difference was on Election Day.
Yep, that's true. I don't know if that comes up in the survey. They did talk to 10,000 people, so this is a fairly large sample size. We're going to continue that. Of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome. Again, the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Maybe you want to talk about how you feel about the other side. Now, of course, we're not Republicans, Democrats, as in traditional means. I actually happen to be a Republican registered, but that's only because the Libertarians here are completely ineffective in New Hampshire, and so they lost their ballot access, sadly. Back in 2018, and so some of us here in Keene decided it would be a better move to just go ahead and infiltrate the Republican Party, given that they are very, very weak. They barely even exist.
Well, that's disingenuous. You should stick to your guns and be a libertarian if you're going to be a libertarian.
It's a party label. We're not. We tell exactly the truth about what we believe.
Yeah, we were actually at the ACLU dinner, you and I, this year, and it was your first time, and we were talking with, you know, you're usually there with liberals, right? Like at the ACLU, it's usually if you're sitting at a table, you're probably there with some folks who might describe themselves as liberals. And so we were having a conversation with them, and I was telling them about how, you know, we're libertarians who've joined the Republicans out in Keene, and kind of explaining that. And she was sort of surprised that she presumed we were being dishonest, because some libertarians she knows have been dishonest in when they have run for election pretending to not be libertarian. So I let her know.
Although she didn't actually name who that was.
That's true.
So that may have just been not true.
Well,
I don't know.
Just because she didn't name names doesn't mean she didn't know, you know, who it
was. Well, I can't think of any libertarian in New Hampshire who's run in that way claiming not to be a libertarian.
Well, you just may not know them. You just may not know. I've seen people advocate for this. Libertarians who...
Have you seen anybody do it, though?
I don't live in most places where these people live, so most of the people who are willing to do what we're talking about don't live around here. Otherwise, we'd know who they are.
Well, and you used to be a Democrat at one point.
I ran as a Democrat, yeah, for governor a couple of times here in New Hampshire. But I was never hiding. I was never acting like I was anything but a voluntarist.
But your beliefs hasn't changed.
Correct. My beliefs have definitely not changed. It's just what is more politically convenient. In this case, it seems more politically convenient to try to influence or take over the Republicans here in Keene, because they barely even exist. They didn't even run more than one candidate for seven seats in 2018. So, I mean, do you want to go ahead and spend a bunch of time collecting petition signatures, money and time doing that, or just pay $2 and get on the ballot as a Republican or a Democrat? But she was legitimately concerned, because she was aware that some of these libertarians have been putting on, you know, a false front to try to get elected under whatever political party they've been in. And some have done it as Democrats, and others have done it as Republicans. And I assured her, no, no, I am not going to, you know, water down my message. I'm not going to hide what my beliefs are in order to, you know, play some sort of political game. I'm not willing to do that. To me, the political process is all about having an opportunity to explain what liberty is all about, to, you know, get a little bit of media attention for these ideas.
I would say that's a different type of campaign.
Right. An honest one, you mean?
Well, an honest one to get out the mess, right? The original question was what would be effective in getting the...
And
the,
you're saying lying was
would be effective. Because the honest campaign, although it gets the media attention and gets the message out there, mm-hmm. has not been effective in getting elected, which I think was, you know, what the general topic of the discussion was. And... So I think we also need to separate, like, what I believe and what I think would be effective, right? I don't necessarily agree with those tactics,
mm-hmm.
but when I see the honest campaigns, right, they get the message out, yeah. they get the media attention, but they don't win, right? They don't rally 50% of the population behind the honest message.
I mean, I can't say I'm intimately familiar with the campaign messages of people like Mark Warden or...
Okay.
Or Mike Sylvia. These are two names that maybe longtime listeners will remember as Free Talk Live supporters, listeners, very principled guys. They both gotten A-plus ratings for being the most liberty-oriented state reps of all the 400 state reps here. So given their voting record, I highly doubt those two gentlemen are being dishonest or lying to people in their political campaign. It would shock me to find out if those men were lying in order to get elected, because they've been elected multiple times.
Okay.
You know, and they've been very principled in their voting records as far as their scores are concerned. So I think that you can win.
Anybody who looks at their voting records is going to know what they believe.
And I don't think that they've held that back.
I don't think they have either.
They don't seem to be the kind of... they're honorable gentlemen, and I don't think that they would do that. So that's contrary to what you're saying. That suggests that if they are telling the truth, that they're winning anyway, because they're in New Hampshire, and you can win if you actually love freedom here. That's a possibility.
In New Hampshire, maybe.
Yeah,
but he was the caller was. I don't think he was talking,
not in New
he
Hampshire.
He was talking on the national level.
Yeah. And in that case, you're probably right, Richie. I mean, politicians lie for a reason, because it gets them elected.
Absolutely.
So, back to the Pew Report, with 10,000 people surveyed talking about the partisan divide here in the United States. Let's see here. It says here 55% of Republicans are saying now that Democrats are immoral, which is up from 47% of Republicans in 2016. Among Democrats, the percentage who say Republicans are immoral has risen from 35% to 47%, which that's like a 50% increase right there. Those are remarkable numbers, which explain
both are right.
the kind of discourse, if it could be called that, that is now commonplace on social media. On some questions, there is rough alignment across the parties. In other words, each sees the other negatively, but in about equal percentages. A question about patriotism, however, produced responses that were dramatically asymmetrical. On that question, 63% of Republicans say Democrats are unpatriotic, while only 23% of Democrats say Republicans are unpatriotic. Trump has tapped into this sentiment inside the Republican coalition as a candidate and president. Pew uses what pollsters call a feeling thermometer, which asks people to use a scale of 1 to 100 to numerically express feelings towards someone or some group.
I wonder what they would say about their own in-group, right? Like, what percentage of Democrats find the Democrat position unpatriotic?
Good question.
And the Republicans as well.
Today, 83% of Republicans and 79% of Democrats give those in the other party ratings that they say are either somewhat cold or very cold. Compared to 2016, Republicans are 14 points chillier in their assessments of Democrats, while Democrats are 18 points chillier in their assessments of the Republicans. Notably, the Pew study says there has been a, quote, especially sharp rise, unquote, in the percentage of people who give the opposing party members a very cold rating. Another measurement highlights why this problem can't be solved easily. Today, the percentage of people who are both warmer in their assessments of their own party and cooler toward the other side has grown in both parties. Among Republicans, that percentage has jumped from 49% in March of 2016 to 75% today, meaning they are warmer towards their own party, colder towards the other party.
Yeah.
In Democrats, it has risen from 53% to 71%. People today are more dug into their political side than they have
Absolutely.
Been.
it's going to be very difficult to be a Democrat now and come out and support Trump on anything,
right,
or Republican on anything, right? Because it's not even about the position or the message. It's about the party line that has been drawn, and do you cross it?
The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE, and if people can't get along, then the only thing they should do is separate.
Fantastic.
Yeah, the people who want to be, you know, in a red state should move to one of them, and the people who want to be in a blue state should move to one of those, and those of us who want freedom should move to New Hampshire, and let's just have everybody leave the Union and forget about this whole United States thing. It's an absolute failure. You can share your thoughts with us.
Here.
It's Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of LicoChops, get the 3rd bottle free. New improved LicoChops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try LicoChops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale, totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Divvy is crypto made easy. Anyone can use Divvy to securely and seamlessly spend, earn, store, or exchange digital money, the U.S. dollar, and euros. Divvy is fast. Transactions happen in seconds with fewer fees. While other altcoins are languishing, the Divvy price has risen substantially against BTC. Now's the time to make a switch to Divvy or make your start with cryptocurrency with Divvy. Visit DivvyProject.org. Divvy is crypto made easy. Plus one-click master notes. DivvyProject.org. Again, DivvyProject.org.
Do you want to join the ultra-wealthy by using a 160-year-old investing program that is no longer exclusive? Keep your funds fluid and 100% tax-free for you or your heirs with no contribution limits and without ever losing your principal with Fortune DNA. Learn how to avoid the volatility of the market and put certainty back into your investing future. Join us now at dna.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at dna.freetalklive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk. Talk Live. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And we've also got your ability to call in and talk about anything. Coming up, Tulsi Gabbard. She is not in any way leading any polls. She's not really a threat, you know, at least if you believe what the polls have to say to the established Democrats. But yet they are attacking her as much as they possibly can, even Hillary Clinton lashing out against Tulsi Gabbard. Why is that?
They're already talking about a third-party run from her.
This story is about. This is a hand-wringing story by a woman who is writing for the UK Independent, but she's based in New York and worried that Tulsi Gabbard is going to run
a third-party campaign.
Yeah, which is really interesting because Tulsi Gabbard has repeatedly said she's not going to do that.
Well, a lot of politicians say they're not going to do a thing, and then they go ahead and do that. So I don't know if I would necessarily.
Part of it was because she's not running for re-election for her regular office.
Okay.
Like she's focusing on the presidential campaign, which means that she's not going to get the Democratic nomination, and she's still focused on her presidential campaign. Where do you go from there? And that's where the speculation comes.
To the Green Party.
Could be. Okay.
That's the suggestion here. We'll get into that, but I also want to let you know about local.bitcoin.com. It is a global platform that allows people to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash with dozens of payment methods. One of the most important things that separates local.bitcoin.com, besides the fact that it's Bitcoin Cash only, is that there are no identification requirements to sign up for and use the site. This is incredibly unusual compared to the status quo of a lot of these sites out there. The main site they're competing with cracked down this year and put ridiculous, what they call know your customer requirements in place. Many people have not been able to jump through those hoops, so they're looking for other options. And local.bitcoin.com is definitely an option if you care about privacy, because also communications between buyers and sellers there are encrypted. So not even the website's own administrators can read what you're writing to one another unless you specifically authorize them to come in and, let's say, arbitrate a dispute between you and the other buyer or seller. So check it out over at local.bitcoin.com. That's local.bitcoin.com. As we continue here, the story coming from the UK Independent. Tulsi Gabbard, the headline here, Tulsi Gabbard is clearly planning to run for president, but not as a Democrat.
Dun, dun, dun.
Last Thursday marked the beginning of a roiling feud between former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and current representative of Hawaii's 2nd Congressional District, Tulsi Gabbard. Secretary Clinton, who appeared on a podcast with a former Obama advisor, said that the Russians were preparing an American primary candidate to do their bidding. Quote, I'm not making any predictions, but I think they've got their eye on somebody who's currently in the Democratic primary, unquote, said Clinton, without specifically naming Gabbard. So Clinton was smart enough to not, name her competitor in that case.
Well, maybe it's Joe Biden with the Ukraine connection.
I suspect she wasn't talking about Biden. Likely he is, if Clinton doesn't get into the race, she may endorse Biden.
Right? Okay.
They're both.
Yeah.
Major players.
Pretty much the same policy, same wing of the party.
She's probably not as molesty as he is, but that's...
Well, she's certainly an enabler of rapists.
Good point. The Hawaii representative immediately struck back on social media, writing, quote, and we talked about this when it happened, you, the queen of warmongers, embodiment of corruption and personification of the rot that has sickened the Democratic Party for so long, have finally come out from behind the curtain... Unquote. That was what Gabbard said in response. They were strong words, says the Independent, even shockingly strong.
True. That's what's surprising. Yeah. I'll bet this chick in New York doesn't hear truth very often. She mostly listens to Democrats.
But even before this drama unfolded over Twitter, Tulsi Gabbard was beginning to become a problem. Situating herself as an outsider among seasoned Washington insiders, Gabbard has started to construct a narrative that could be fatal to the 2020 election.
Truth is treason in an empire of lies.
A few weeks ago, she announced her intention to boycott the Democratic primary debate, which was held on Tuesday, October 15th, calling the Democratic Party rigged. As she did so, Gabbard nevertheless eventually came around. She took the platform, but she used it to accuse the mainstream media of bias against her.
Truth.
Like another outsider, Jill Stein, who grabbed more votes in states like Michigan than the margin between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, Representative Gabbard has committed to a storyline about the Democratic Party that suits her needs, but no one else's. Gabbard's abysmal polling is proof positive she won't.
She suits my needs.
That's why.
The funny thing is, I mean, when I was a Democrat, that was the main reason, is I was anti-war.
Oh, really?
And they have become such warmongers that they're indistinguishable from the Republicans. It's like they're trying to outdo each other on how many brown people they can murder.
And I will still say that Tulsi Gabbard has anti-war rhetoric, but is not actually as anti-war as people claim to be.
Okay, I don't know enough about her to really be able to say one way or the other. I know that, you know, if somebody like Nobody is in support of her, I suspect he's been paying more attention than I have. Yeah. I honestly don't pay attention to these
people. Well, I haven't heard her say anything in favor of conflicts. I mean, I think she's said that in the event of a conflict, she'd prefer drones to having American soldiers killed, but... you know, I've never heard her advocate for for the U.S. being involved in any conflict anywhere in the world.
So her with the drone aspect of it, and I got some quotes pulled up if you want.
Yeah, sure.
I lost my place.
That's all right.
With the drones, yes, she prefers drones to boots on the ground. But where she's pro war is against terrorists, right?
Oh.
And so where are the terrorists at? And then how do you get to them without, you know, without a war-based foreign policy?
Well, I mean, the answer to that is what should they... let's assume that the U.S. government wasn't lying about 9/11 and that it really played out the way it supposedly did. And Osama bin Laden was really still alive and holed up in a cage in Afghanistan. The way to respond to that without a war, there's actually two ways. One would be my preferred way, which would be issue a letter of reprisal against him, matched by a letter of marque. And if you don't know what these are, these were how they enabled privateers during earlier wars.
And constitutionally approved.
Constitutional, right?
Yeah. Yes, it's the constitutionally approved way of dealing with pirates, which is the closest analog to what you have in a terrorist, much closer than a state actor, which is what we would normally go to war over. Now, that's as opposed to going in, taking over the country, murdering civilians all over, taking out their government and then becoming their government, or setting up a puppet government, which is what we actually did, or the U.S. government actually did in Afghanistan. So you're
saying you've got quotes from Gabbard about war?
About how to respond to these terrorist threats.
Okay, you can share those coming up here in moments. But the Democrats, some of them are freaking out over a potential third-party run by Gabbard. That's what they're worried is going to happen, and they're worried that will result in Donald Trump's election. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists, held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Stay in a world-class resort and enjoy the sun and beaches. February the 13th through the 16th, visit anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with coupon code FTL.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A gunman opened fire at an off-campus party in Texas, leaving 2 people dead and 14 injured before he escaped in the ensuing chaos. The shooter may have been targeting one person at the party of about 750 people outside of Greenville, southwest of a satellite campus of the Texas A&M University system, and that others were shot at random. The shooting took place at what Hunt County Sheriff Randy Meeks said was a Halloween and homecoming party for Texas A&M University Commerce students, though officials have said it was not a school-sanctioned event. Authorities believe there was one male shooter who entered the venue through the back door and began firing with a handgun. California's governor declared a statewide emergency with 200,000 people ordered to flee their homes because of wildfires fueled by historic winds, and millions are without electricity after the largest utility cut power in some areas as a precaution to prevent other fires. This is USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted below their cost for just $18.50 each. Deliver while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down. 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50. 800-630-2158 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you dial join us here. The toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Is Tulsi Gabbard actually anti-war? Nobody seems to be convinced that she is, but Richie's going to share some quotes with us that may say differently.
Well, maybe. Depends how you read it.
And, of course, you can share your thoughts with us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Regardless of what she actually believes, some of the people on the left are quite afraid of this woman. They believe that if she runs for a third-party position with, say, the Green Party, after not winning the Democratic nomination, that she could then make it so Trump wins in 2020. And they further believe that this is all part of a Russian conspiracy.
Or the Libertarian Party. I'm convinced that there's enough.
They'll take her? You think they'll take her? She's hot.
There's too many. I know too many libertarians that are way too behind her.
Lots of horny libertarian dudes.
Whatever,
right?
Man.
I don't think horny has anything to do with it. I think that's a load of crap.
All right. Well, we can get into that here. But first, I do want to make sure you know about Anarchapulco. It is a place where liberty-minded folks are coming together. It's the foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers, and I believe it's going to be the 6th annual coming up in 2020. It's February 13th through the 16th. You can enjoy 4 days among the sun and beaches of a world-class resort and get to see great speakers like Ron Paul and John McAfee and Sherry Peel Jackson and Doug Casey, Freeway Rick Ross, Jeff Berwick, Larkin Rose, Benny Wills, and many more. I'm sure more to be announced as well. Just go to anarchapulco.com and learn more about their unparalleled lineup of speakers discussing entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Plus, you'll meet some really cool folks while you're there. You can go to anarchapulco.com and get 10% off with promo code FTL. That's anarchapulco.com. Use promo code FTL as we continue here. Before we go back into your calls, I do want to make sure, Richie, that you have a chance to read at least a couple of these quotes from Tulsi Gabbard, which you say are contrary to the belief that she is anti-war.
I read them as contrary. You all tell right. me. Responding to a question about drones, Gabbard said that there is a place for the use of this technology, as well as smaller, quick-strike special force teams versus tens, if not hundreds of thousands of soldiers occupying space within a country.
She's talking about in other countries, presumably not against Americans. Yeah.
So basically, if there is a strike by Osama bin Laden, for example, is the way I would read that, she's saying send in Delta Force or whoever to take bin Laden out without taking over the whole damn country, which never made any sense.
Well,
so
it's not exactly anti-war.
Exactly right there.
It's not anti-war. It's certainly not
That's not actually a war in that case. It's just going in and taking a guy out.
Couldn't it spark a war?
Yeah. I don't think it would.
I mean, they only took out Archduke Ferdinand with one, you know, sniper rifle or whatever, right? Back in, what was that, World War One?
Yeah, that was a very complex statement, though. the complex situation there.
Sure.
I don't, you know, a lot of that was about these ridiculous mutual defense pacts that caused a domino effect when the first war broke out.
Let's hear the next.
So you mentioned Osama bin Laden. The best way to defeat the terrorists is through strategically placed small, quick strike special forces and drones, the strategy that took out Osama bin Laden.
It's the same thing she said before.
Right. She would direct the great military that we have to conduct unconventional, strategic, precise operations to take out these terrorists wherever they are.
This
is the same year she told Civil Beats that military strategy must put the safety of Americans above all else and utilize our highly skilled special operations forces, work with and support trusted foreign partners to seek and destroy the threat.
Well, what do you think about that, nobody?
Well, in the event of a terrorist, that makes perfect sense. There's going to be a lot fewer terrorists if we're not occupying the whole Middle East, which is, and as a matter of fact,
and
my
that's her
guess
viewpoint.
Is there
is
would
that,
be none.
And are you saying she has said that the military should not be occupying the Middle East?
Yeah, her whole thing is we should not be at war with them, we should be pulling our troops out, and we should not be involved in these regime change wars,
so
which
would
is
you
the
say
most
she
disastrous
is,
thing we can do.
Would you say she is anti-war as far as military forces generally are concerned occupying and going into the territories versus she's obviously in favor of interventionism, though. So she may be anti-war but pro-interventionism?
I don't call it interventionism. I mean, if somebody
going
actually,
into somebody else's land and killing a man, I mean, that's pretty
intimidating. Well, if that guy is initiated force, then you have every right
but
to
they,
whack him,
I
don't
mean,
you?
How would they know? They didn't prove their case about Osama bin Laden, right? They just asserted that he was the guy behind the 9/11 bombings.
They
didn't give him a trial.
What would you have them do? Just ignore it? Oh, he knocked down a building, but that's okay. We don't mind.
Well, if they've got some evidence, put him on trial.
You can't necessarily bring
and that ignores all the
to trial like that. That's
sure they
why
could.
They
the,
have
you, the New York City police went over to what was it Europe recently and they arrested somebody. I forget what that story was, but
don't trust on me.
Yeah, I forget who was telling us that story. There was one of our co-hosts said the New York cops had gone over and, you know, on duty, went to a foreign country and arrested somebody there.
Well, would, do you think that Gabbard then should say that as president she would send the NYPD after bin Laden? I think that's absurd.
I think the anti-war position is to not have any violent engagements with foreign entities at all. right? The knockdown of building, and so we went after them, ignores the entire history of intervention that led up to that incident.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and I don't think she would engage in the behavior which caused that blowback, if that is what it was, and it wasn't actually an inside job.
There certainly wouldn't be as much blowback.
But at the same time, you can't just say, well, you know, if there's a terrorist attack against the...
A button.
Sorry about that.
Alrighty. So let's move on. Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. I don't know, nobody. I think that you kind of... It wouldn't be a bad thing to just let it slide, honestly. I mean, we wouldn't be in a worse-off position today if they hadn't, you know, if they didn't go and invade those other countries. I think we would be much better off. And as far as if you want to go and collect a person from another country, if that's the way to solve the problem, I think that's much better than going and murdering people in another country. Like, if you want to, if you say so-and-so knocked down a building, then go get so-and-so. Okay. If that's what happened.
Right. And
put
them on
trial. I'm not saying the New York Police Department. Send the U.S. Marshals or whoever you need to. Now, again, I'm not in favor of any government existing whatsoever.
Well, the people
so we're talking
you would
about...
use for that would be Delta Force.
Okay.
That's what they're for.
Well, those are killers, right? So I'm talking about bring the person back so they can stand trial.
Well, maybe that's doable. If it's doable, good. I don't think it's...
Isn't that what people deserve? I mean, don't you have a right to a trial? Or does that only apply to Americans?
Well, I wouldn't say it only applies to Americans. I would say that there are known bad actors out there who are, you know, who definitely exist.
I don't think,
for example, if a foreign country bombed the United States, that the proper proper answer would be to dispatch the NYPD to arrest the head of state.
If you have a foreign policy of peaceful trade, right, and not military intervention, then you have to go back and discuss the motives as to why a foreign country would even consider bombing the United States.
Look, there's
and
a reason
I don't think they would, and that's a good reason I don't think we should be over occupying other countries
or sending drones.
Osama bin Laden had a right to a trial, but one reason they don't want to put somebody like that on trial is because he'll sit there and say, "Oh, you guys hired me." Remember when I worked for you? They don't want that position to be known by people. That's why they didn't want to have people seeing his statements about 9/11, which were indicting of the U.S. government. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain, but enough time for you. If you dial in now, you can join us here. And you can bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Richie Rich.
Richie, you've got a show that you do. It's the Anarchist Experience.
That is correct. Anarchistexperience.com. The last few weeks, we have been fortunate to have Ken Schoolin
join us.
He's just been sitting in on the show and getting
from
his...
From Hawaii? Uh-huh.
And I said, like, well, I'm going to make you a regular, Ken. He's like, well, my wife comes back into town soon. So I think it was just his hobby while his wife was traveling and doing her speeches around the country.
And he's kind of known within libertarian circles for writing some pretty important stuff.
He wrote the Adventures of Jonathan Gullible, which was the basis for the Philosophy of Liberty animation video that a lot of us
are very popular.
Based on Ken's book.
I liked Jonathan Gullible. Yep. That was a good book.
Yeah, good guy. I don't think I've ever met him in person, but I've had the opportunity to interact with him here and there.
Yep. I'm trying to get him to come out now.
Come to New Hampshire?
I'm going to get a speaking gig at Liberty Forum or come out for Pork Fest or Fork Fest or whatever. It's like, now you know somebody here, man. Come out and visit.
Anarchistexperience.com.
That's correct.
The website. Go check him out there, and we'll continue with your calls and thoughts. Let's talk to Trisha. She is in Idaho and watching us on Twitch. Go ahead, Trisha.
Well, hello there. I may or may not be high right now.
Okay. We may or may not be either. Go ahead.
I am.
That's fair. So I just have a question about nobody's shirt because I can't see it or figure it out. So if you could stand up, model, and clarify what it is, that'd be great.
I'll tilt the camera down here so you can see it. There you go.
Okay. This is a hoodie that I picked up at a music festival called Wormtown, and the logo is actually a worm wearing a wizard's robe and hat.
Perfect.
Who are you wearing tonight?
So it's like a hippie festival, you said, right? Where, you know, a weekend long, camping out, lots of marijuana and other things.
Yeah, great for bed cover bands and reggae bands and Pink Floyd cover bands.
There you go, Trisha. How did you find us on Twitch?
Oh, I was sitting next to Sean. It's his birthday, by the way. Happy birthday, Sean.
Well, happy birthday, Sean. Is that one of our normal chatters in the Discord? Because there's a guy named Sean.
Some of our chatters are normal?
I don't know.
Yeah, well, that's debatable.
All right.
Yeah, it's Duff Man Sean. Yep, you might know him as.
Yep, Sean Ree is his name in the Discord right now. You can go and interact with him. Wish him a happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Sean.
He's already upset about it, apparently. Thanks for the call, Trisha.
Getting old there, buddy.
Appreciate hearing from you. Enjoy your night. Let's talk to Olivia in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, guys, including, I think that's Ron there in the background.
Rob in Vermont is visiting us here. Go ahead.
I wanted to bring up something from yesterday real quick before I get to my main point tonight.
Yeah.
But if we can influence companies by being offended, I wish we could all unite in being offended at those stupid faucets that you either have to wave under and they still don't work, or the ones you have to hold down.
What about the ones with the foot pedal? Are you okay with those?
I have not seen any of those.
I love foot pedal things. That's so convenient. I haven't seen one in real life, though. Where are those at?
I'm from Hawaii, and they used to have them at the stadium.
That is fantastic.
I've only seen that at, like,
Bears pay for that?
Probably, yeah.
Wow.
I've only seen those on, like, by porta-potties where they'll have, like, a hand-washing machine. They'll have a foot pedal on those. But I've never seen it elsewhere.
Did you think that they were convenient to use?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Well, my question for tonight is, so I've been trying to figure out how to beat the tax system since I want to have my own business someday. And I was wondering if it would be possible to, instead of having people pay me directly for the most part, if it would be possible to, like, send the invoice to the power company and just have them pay that bill to the power company directly for my account, or like the water bill, or just have them send me gift cards. I was wondering how that would work.
Yeah, that's an interesting question. In theory, you can have somebody else pay your power bill for you, right? Like,
yeah.
There's no reason why the power company would care whether the check comes from you or
I don't know if I would trust someone on, like, a net 10-30 payment schedule to pay my electric bill, though. It might get lost, and then you got to collect.
Yeah.
Well, you could call the company and be like, you know, what's my account balance? And then if it's gone up, then you could be like, okay, yeah, it went through, so I'm going to go ahead and do your service. But I wonder, because the IRS, would the IRS know to, like, track that? I was just wondering if that would be a really good loophole to go through, because I'm seriously considering this.
I think the best loophole is dealing cash, right? The IRS doesn't see it. You have to report it to them.
Yeah, I mean, I don't file tax returns. I filed one in the last decade, and only because I was in a position to get everything that had been taken out given back. But, you know, most of the time, if you just stay under the radar, they're not gonna notice you. That's been my experience, at least. So yeah. I work for cash or coin, and it works out pretty well for me.
They kind of count on you to do the paperwork for them.
Yeah.
And if you don't give it to them, well, then I would say you're mostly off the radar, because there's no discrepancy to find if they don't have the original document.
Well, if you have an internet business, it's a little bit harder to deal in cash. I know, like, cryptocurrency is a good route, but I'd love to hear y'all talk more about this at some point. So thanks.
Yeah, hey, thanks for the call tonight, Olivia. And that's definitely true. Cryptocurrency is certainly a solution, especially some of the more private oriented ones like Monero could allow you to collect. You know, even if you were to put your Monero address out there publicly so people could send you payments or whatever, that would be difficult for anybody to be able to discern who was sending you payments or how many payments you were receiving. So unlike Bitcoin or these other cryptocurrencies, which are public, the privacy coins are very, very difficult to crack. Not to say it's impossible. Apparently the Zcash folks cracked their own crypto recently, and it was pretty embarrassing for them. But that did not affect Monero, from what I understand.
Yeah.
So that would be an option for you.
Yeah. The other thing is, if you go through a company like AnyPay, the customer never has your address. Your address isn't being recorded.
That's
so,
true. AnyPay has it.
AnyPay has it, and they'll see transfers from AnyPay, but they'll have a lot less information than they would have if you published your address.
Well, even that's not perfect because you can still trace the, if it's a public crypto like Dash or Bitcoin or something, you can still trace it. So you can see what AnyPay's address is, and then you can just jump to the next address, and that's the business owner's address.
Well,
so I don't think that would be a real privacy solution.
The people with a lot of money make those transactions take a lot of hops. Right, mm-hmm. So it's harder to trace.
Yeah.
So if it's going from, you know, from your customer to your account, well, then it's got to immediately come out of your account and bounce a few more, you know, through crypto, back out of crypto, you know, an account in a different country or, you know, like the old Swiss bank account type of things before you actually use it to buy anything.
Let's go to David. He's in New Mexico on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, David.
I got a Swiss bank account.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, there's $50 in it. You can have it if you can find it.
Okay, go ahead.
Under the Ian's keywords of the biggest threat is the government and people can't let go of the desire to control others. Once again, since KENN, representing the Four Corners and the Navajo Nation, hey Indians, I got one more example of how the white man is using you as their bitch. And let me share it with you as we run out of time here. KUNM, University of New Mexico, you all know that. There's a program, Singing Wire, was on today from noon till 4. You all know that, too. I've been calling in there every weekend for 10 years to do a shout-out to my kids, shout-out to my kids, David Jr., Paisley, Olson, trafficked 12 years as of the 2nd of July.
Now you got to get them to listen to Free Talk Live to do the shout-outs.
Yeah, anyway, so now they know who I'm talking about. But the white man, here's how they're using you as their bitch one more time. The white man that runs KUNM radio station is sending runners out over to your program, Singing Wire, to have the Indians spy on what David Olson does as far as his shout-outs, and then run that information back to the white man so that they can take it downtown to the court, and you can look it up on nmcourts.gov, search my name, Olson. That's O-N-O-L-S-O-N, David, 1964. And you can see how the white man is using the Indian as his bitch one more time.
Whitey's okay. Got to pay.
As a tracker for David Olson.
Yeah, I don't know if that's the most persuasive argument. You know, maybe you annoyed the Indians, too, and they don't want you on their show either. I don't know. Just speculating there.
Wouldn't doubt it.
So thanks for the call tonight. Don't forget to check out Nobody on his website, electnobody.com. You just put, I believe, your very first position paper up?
Depending on how you count it, I just put a position paper up today.
Okay, I didn't know you'd done more prior to this, so I thought this was the first one.
Yeah, well, it depends on how you count it.
Okay.
I start with the number one.
Yeah, seemed like the first one I noticed. It's all about the war on drugs, I think, right? Is that right?
Yeah, I promise to pardon every drug crime in New Hampshire history.
Like nobody.com.
Nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
My blood work with my doctor is the best it's ever been. All my numbers. And this is the only supplement I take now. Whatever I'm doing, he said, keep it up.
We're landlords, and I have about 3 people moving in, and it's been very strenuous, but I have the energy to do it, thanks to, balance of nature.
My blood work has been getting better and better every 6 months, and I have no explanation for it other than I'm taking a balance of nature. But all the numbers are always changing for the better, every blood test.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They hit did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.